Hello, my name is Drew Berkemper, and thank you for joining us for this special report. In a Michigan courtroom in March of 1999, a wrinkled man wearing oversized glasses sits reclined in his chair, alternately wearing and chewing on the end of his glasses, as all around him, people buzz with anticipation. This man is chosen to defend himself against a first-degree murder charge for the 1998 death of Thomas Yauch. Yauch's death had been televised nationally on CBS's news program 60 Minutes. In July of 1998, the Michigan State Legislature had passed a law banning assisted suicide, and this is the first case testing the new law. The judge returns to his chair to read the jury's decision. The jury finds the man, Dr. Jack Kevorkian, guilty of first-degree murder, and Kevorkian is sentenced to 10 to 25 years in prison. Jack Kevorkian was born in Pontiac, Michigan in 1928. The son of Armenian immigrants, he was the middle child. He had one older sister and one younger sister. As a child, Kevorkian enjoyed playing outside with the neighbors, reading, drawing, and listening to Jack Graney announce Cleveland Indians baseball games on the radio. His original career choice was that of a broadcaster, and he once boasted that, quote, "I'd have been a great one, better than Harwell," referring to Hall of Fame Detroit Tigers broadcaster Ernie Harwell. School came easily to Kevorkian, who often found himself in trouble in grade school because he was bored. At Pontiac High School, Kevorkian did not participate in social or athletic clubs, but was the recipient of a National Honor Society Special Award and a member of the Chemistry Physics Club. Starting in the fall of 1945, Kevorkian attended the University of Michigan. He quickly finished his undergraduate degree and enrolled in the university's medical school. He graduated in 1952 and decided to specialize in pathology, the study of tissue and corpses to determine the cause of death. From 1952 to 1956, Kevorkian worked photographing the eyes of dead and dying patients. His goal was to determine if a corollary existed between the look of an eyeball and the state of a person, if they were truly dead or just in a coma. He published his work in a 1956 journal article, The Fundus Oculi and the Determination of Death. His disturbing work earned him the nickname, quote, "Dr. Death," from his peer. It was around this time, while working as an intern at Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit, that Kevorkian formed his view on doctor-assisted suicide. He saw a helpless, immobile woman suffering from cancer and, in the 1993 book Appointment with Dr. Death by Michael Betzold, described his feelings as an awakening. "The poor wretch stared up at me with yellow eyeballs sunken in the atrophic sockets. Her yellow teeth were ringed by chapping and parched lips to form an involuntary, almost sardonic, smile of death. It seemed as though she was pleading for help and death at the same time. Out of sheer empathy alone, I could have helped her die with satisfaction. From that moment on, I was sure that doctor-assisted euthanasia and suicide are, and always were, ethical, no matter what anyone says or thinks." Kevorkian worked at several hospitals, many of which he was dismissed from, until the 1970s, when he quit his pathology career and moved to California. He produced a movie based on Handel's Messiah, but the movie was a flop. He published a few articles in German medical journals, but remained out of work. In 1987, Kevorkian began advertising himself as a, quote, "death counselor." In 1988, he built his first self-proclaimed suicide machine from $30 worth of scrap metal and began his crusade for physician-assisted suicide that would make him a household name for Americans. The suicide machine was a simple concept for such a brilliant man. Once hooked up, a patient chose when to end their life by pressing a button. The first two patients of Kevorkian's died by means of lethal injection of potassium chloride, which stopped the heart, while the rest died after receiving carbon monoxide through a gas mask.